And now it's time for your financial destination with Roger Hamilton, with strategies to enhance or improve your retirement income.
Hello, I'm Roger Hamilton, and welcome to the Financial Destination Show. So over the next 15 minutes, we'll discuss ideas, strategies to improve your investments, which can lead to enhancements to your current or future retirement income. So let's begin. And here we are, already a month or so into the new year. Let's flash back to the past 2 years, both events and returns on your investments. And more importantly, the last 5 years, 2016 to 2020, and many different events occurred. We've had two different U.S. presidents, three really. Obama was just stepping out in 2016, Trump comes in, Trump goes out, and now Biden's in. Let's remember back in the fall of 2018, the big sell-off, a 90-day crash. And everybody remembers the first half of 2020. Now, this time last year, markets were high. Then around February 20th, one of the biggest sell-offs occurred, the global pandemic fear, and a great downward slope. But good funds, like a good skier, will tackle the ski hill and handle the slopes, no matter what the conditions, and perform well. You need speed to ski, just like you need growth in your funds. And knowledge. The more knowledge you have, the less fear you have. And just like need, you need returns. And too much fear, if you walk down the ski hill in snowshoes, afraid, timid, lack of knowledge. Slow-moving funds are just like that. Savings accounts in your RSP are tax-free. Income funds, overloading and low-return, low-risk balance funds. It's the same idea. You're going to miss out. It's a long walk down that ski hill by yourself. The whole day will go by. Life will go by. And your earnings, your income funds, would have returned you very little. And it took a lot of time to do it. Now, good funds will slip, like a good skier, but you brush it off and you continue downhill. And you're not trying to win a gold medal here or set any records or fly and do stunts, but move with knowledge, no greed, no fear. Get down the hill, get on the chairlift, go back up, come back down again and again and again. Slow-moving funds, well, everyone's going to pass you by on the hill. People are going to pass you and time will pass you by. And there's no refund on lost time. So with investing, it's not really a slow and steady approach, but a controlled, aggressive, and steady approach. No fear, no greed, and it takes a while to build up. Multiple five-year plans. Those who do that do well, and those who put it off and hope that something will happen, well, hope is not an investment strategy. Now, we know to do this, we need good funds. So again, some examples. The last 2 years, 2019, 2020, Fidelity American returns 23.5, 13.8. The Canadian Mid-Cap, the last 2 years, 19.8, followed by a 25.5. That's a 22% average the last 2 years. International, 23.6, followed by 11.6. For those who wish to do the Far East, 15.3, followed by a 22.6. There's one high growth fund that we have. It's done 26% both the last 2 years. Now, over the course of 5 years, American fund over the last 10 years has done over 11%. And the Canadian fund just under 7%, the same for the international. And the Far East has done over 7% in the last 9 years. Now, to get results like this, you will need good growth funds. They provide more income or extend the life of your income if you're older, along with some balance. For the younger folks, 40, 50, 60, even 70, you want compound growth now. It'll build wealth for enhanced income later. And the best way is to continually purchase, if you're that age, 40, 50, 60, 70, monthly, weekly, whatever you can do. Constantly buying through the highs and lows. And we know when to hold or buy more when the markets are down like last spring, and buy more if you can. The biggest mistake uninformed or lack of knowledge investors have is trying to time the market, watch too much TV and sell at the worst times, panic when the markets are down like they were in the spring of 2020. You were trying to outski an avalanche. Fear that you're going to lose. Stay consistent, good funds, and again, the good returns. But for now, the second straight year, some double-digit returns. If you had funds like those, what to do? We know not to sell or panic when they go down, but there is an option to cash in some of these high market surges to help create, perhaps even better, your long-term results. We did the very same thing this time last year, just prior to the COVID crash. Didn't know COVID was going to hit as hard as it did, but the market surge prior to that, in January and early February, gave investors an opportunity to lock in. We'll be back in a moment and discuss that plan again for this year.
On the Financial Destination Show, we want you to become more educated, knowledgeable, and comfortable with your investments. Check your results over the past 5 years. Do you feel they should have done better? What would you change to improve performance over the next 5 years? Tune in every Thursday morning at 9:15 to hear more on how to improve your retirement income.
And we're back. So we know we need good growth funds to do this. Behold, when they're down, and consistently buy in at all times. But what to do if you've had returns the past year of 15 or 18% back-to-back years? And many of my clients, they've just got their 2020 statements and seeing back-to-back double-digit returns in the 15% plus range. Now, over a 5 or 10 year span, 6% plus is very attractive. 6% over 5 years, 30% or more net gain, so $100,000 would be 130. That's a good target. Realistic. But lately, these funds are doubling that. So what do you think might happen? You're right. They're going to level down a little bit. So here are some ideas or strategies to lock in while they're high. Especially your RSP. Could be your tax-free, but usually your RSP has more money in it. And your funds have surged up, well over 10%. And if your portfolio is around close to 100,000, you need to be around 100,000, 85, 100, certainly more. You can take the paper profit. Say you had 100,000 at the start of last year and it rose to 118 in the last 12 months. You want to keep that fund and keep buying more into it for long term. And maybe it was Fidelity American or MidCap or Far East or whatever it was, or a combo of them all. But take some or most of that $18,000 surge and lock it away in private or alternative investments. You'll be hearing a lot more about those in the years to come. They're very popular right now, becoming more so every year if you're watching BNN or market news or financial investing shows of any type. Most private investments pay out an annual distribution of between 8 to 10%. They're not closely related to the markets and not correlated to the markets, meaning you don't have that daily changes in values. You're not up 15% 1 year, followed by a plus 4 the next, then maybe a minus 2, and then back up to plus 8 or 10. Those types of funds you want to keep, for they will average out well. But at the high peaks, the surges that we're having right now, you take some of that paper profit in your investments, your RSP especially, you lock in some private equity. And most terms in private equity funds are usually 4 to 6 years. The minimum investment is $10,000, so it's a lump sum. So it's not something you can do $100 a month in. And most private income funds, again, pay at about 8% plus. And this is from the extra money that you didn't have a year ago. But now you do, since your $100,000 has shot up to $115,000, $118,000, whatever. You could move 10, 12, or all 18 of it now. Now, what if you move too soon and the markets continue going up again this year, a double-digit return? That's unlikely for a third straight year. That's kind of greedy. But if 8% per year is the lowest of all your funds over the next 5 years, meaning a 40% net gain, and all your other funds are exceeding 8% per year for the next 5 years, you're doing really, really well. Most likely, those double-digit returns will fall back a bit, but just stay in. Long-term, you're going to do well. But there are times when you can lock in or reset some of that paper profit surge before that 118 falls back to 109. Now, what kind of private equity funds? And there are several, there are many. There's income real estate, most of them quite good, some are not. Now, many of my clients who are listening in this morning are very familiar with these private equity funds and their Fidelity funds. And I've seen their 2019 statements and their 2020 statements, the double-digit returns, the back-to-back years. Number one fund we talk about probably Invico. It's been around since 2009. It wins numerous awards in Canada. Has paid out 8 to 10% per year, every year, since it began. So imagine locking in some of your extra profit from your Fidelity SEG funds into that RSP. And years later, when it converts to a RIF, you have to withdraw 5% or more per year from that RIF. And if the fund's paying you 8%, your principal stays intact, and the interest alone pays your RIF payment. Old Kent Road, OKR. It's income-based, Canadian. It's based on bridge loans for companies who are receiving government tax credits in Canada. OKR has two terms, a three-year and a five-year. It's been around since 2016. The three-year pays around 9% per year, and the five-year just under 11 per year. To diversify, there's the Lynx Equity Income Trust. It's American Midcap. So you have a Canadian, a North American, now American Midcap. It buys and owns U.S. companies. Buys and holds, flooring, renovation, trucking, things like that. It's a long-term hold. It pays 8.25%. These are just three private income funds that could be in your RSP and tax-free. Now, some clients were adding an additional $10,000 or so in their RSP contribution for this month might opt for this. And others are taking paper profit from their SEG funds while the markets are high. Stock investors who've seen dramatic gains in the past 7 months, where do I place that profit? We'll seek out private or alternative plans to lock those gains in. It never hurts to sell high. It sure is painful to sell at a loss. We'll be back to wrap it up in just a moment.
Does it seem that after several years, you're just getting older and your investments are not doing any better? What should you be doing? Are there simple strategies to improve your retirement income that you weren't advised on, you missed out on, and wish to change? Stay tuned. Roger will cover these topics. At any time, email your questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca or call 902-499-5879.
Knowing which investments that outperform and that are suitable to your goals and needs can be overwhelming. Understanding the advantages of growth segregated funds and or market linked indexes might have over balanced mutual funds could benefit your investments now and for estate planning later on. Diversifying part of your portfolio in private equity funds could have a significant impact on your retirement income. On your Financial Destination show, we'll discuss these strategies and more to enhance your retirement income.
And we're back. So other options for investors during this high peak, your RIF payments. Now you need to take a minimum out for the year, maybe 5 or 6% of your entire investments. Maybe take the bulk of that out for the year right now, while your funds have shot up during the second half of 2020. And for those older clients of mine, say you're in your 70s or 80s, you've seen the same Fidelity Growth funds and you've had some balance as well in your tax-free account, and you still made over 10% last year, and you're in your 80s, and you've seen a surge of maybe $5,000 or more in your tax-free that you weren't expecting. Take some of that out right now in your tax-free. A little extra tax-free bonus income for you. Put it in your bank account. You may not even need it, but it's extra you didn't have before. No taxes, no reporting, and you're in your 80s. And remember, no greed, no fear. It never hurts to sell at a profit. Panicking and selling when it's low can take years off your investments. Having the wrong funds for far too long is almost as bad. For more on this, visit yourfinancialdestination.ca. The work office is in Middle Sackville. Easy to get to, lots of free parking, no rush hour traffic. The home office is in Dartmouth, and yes, we make house calls. We are available and quick to respond to your questions. You can email those questions to Roger at yourfinancialdestination.ca, or the best way, call 902-499-5879. Thank you for listening. I trust you have gained some knowledge today and took away some of your fears. I'm Roger Hamilton. Until next time, stay safe and stay invested.